Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to warp a ragavocal layer from scratch in Ableton Live 12 and shape it for that classic jungle, old-school DNB energy. Think raw booth attitude, sound system pressure, and a vocal that feels like it belongs in the rhythm section, not sitting on top of it like a pop hook. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and drum and bass, a ragavocal is not just decoration. It can act like percussion, like a call and response element, or like atmosphere with attitude. So we're not just trying to make the vocal line up with the grid. We're trying to make it feel musically locked to the break, the snare, and the bass. Start by choosing the right source. You want a vocal phrase with character, short bursts, and strong consonants. Raga, dancehall, or MC-style phrases work best when they have impact. Don't reach for a smooth, melodic a cappella if your goal is old-school jungle vibes. You want something with bite, something that can land like a hit. Once you got the vocal, drag it into Ableton and trim away the dead air at the start and end. Keep a raw duplicate too. That's a really smart move, because once you start warping, chopping, and processing, it's easy to lose the original character. Having one untouched copy gives you a safety net later. Now set your track tempo first. For this style, you're usually living around 170 to 174 BPM. A solid default is 172 BPM. Before you do anything too detailed with the vocal, get a basic drum loop or break playing underneath it. This is super important. Work from the drums outward, not the vocal inward. A vocal that sounds great in solo can fall apart the second the snare and ghost notes arrive. So let the break play. Put the vocal against the groove. Listen to where the snare lands, where the little shuffle movements are, and where the phrase naturally wants to hit. That's your reference point. Next, turn warp on. For a full raga phrase, start with Complex Pro. That's usually the best place to begin if you want to keep the voice sounding natural while still locking to the tempo. If the source is more chopped, more percussive, or more sample-like, try Beats mode instead. And if the vocal is more sustained and steady, tones can work too. With Complex Pro, keep an eye on the formants and the envelope. You don't want to overcook it. If the voice starts sounding smeared or digital, switch modes rather than forcing it. The right warp mode makes a huge difference in whether the vocal feels alive or artificial. Now comes the part that gives the vocal groove. Add warp markers only where you actually need them. Focus on strong syllables, consonant hits, and the start of important words. Don't overdo it. If you put a marker on every little movement, the vocal can lose its attitude and start sounding too controlled. Here's the mindset. Think in hits, not sentences. In jungle, a raga layer often works better as a series of rhythmic punctuation marks than as a perfect full line. Let one phrase land a little ahead of the beat for aggression, and maybe let the next one sit a touch behind for push-pull feel. That slight imperfection is part of the MC energy. As you line things up, keep auditioning against the break. If a word clashes with the snare transient, nudge that warp marker instead of quantizing the whole phrase. We want tension, but we still want the vocal to ride the rhythm cleanly. Once the timing feels right, shape the vocal so it behaves like a layer in the track rather than a full lead. Add EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the kick and subzone. If the vocal feels boxy, take a little out around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets too sharp or harsh, tame some presence around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then use utility. If you want the vocal to sit solidly in the center, keep the width narrow, maybe 0 to 30%. That helps a lot with mono compatibility too, which matters in DNB and especially in club systems. A raga hook should feel stable, not floating around too wide and losing impact. If the vocal needs a bit more edge, add saturator with a light drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Keep it subtle. The goal is to help it cut through the break, not to turn it into distortion for the sake of distortion. A little grit can make it feel more sampled and more at home in an old-school context. Now we can make it musical in a more interesting way. Duplicate the clip and create a few versions. One version can be the full phrase. Another can be a chopped response. Another can be a single-word stab. And another can be a stretched tail or ambience layer. That way you're building a small vocal toolkit instead of just one static clip. If you want more control, you can move the vocal into simpler and use slice mode. That's great for raga phrases, because you can trigger individual syllables with MIDI and build proper call and response patterns. This is a really effective jungle workflow. The vocal starts to behave like part of the drum programming. For example, you might have a full phrase in the intro, then a short chopped response in the first drop, then a delayed tail before the next section. that keeps the energy moving and stops the vocal from feeling repetitive. Now add movement. This is where the vocal starts to feel like a performance element instead of a sample. Use auto filter to sweep a high pass filter upward during a buildup. Use delay or echo for short throw effects on the last word of a phrase. Use reverb, but keep it short and dark. Jungle atmosphere should be gritty and controlled, not washed out and dreamy. A nice trick is to automate the dry vocal out for the final bar before the drop, then bring it back on the first snare. That kind of fake out creates tension instantly. You can also send just the last syllable into a delay throw so it echoes into the next section, without cluttering the mix. Now bring the vocal into the full drum and bass context. This is where balance matters. If needed, add a compressor just to catch peaks and keep the vocal steady. Nothing extreme. Moderate ratio, controlled attack, and a release that breathes with the phrase. You're not trying to flatten it. You're just keeping it disciplined. Listen for clashes with the snare crack, the Reese midrange, and the sub bass. If the vocal masks the snare, reduce some low mids or lower the low. If it disappears, give it a little more presence or carve a little space out of the bass. The vocal should ride the drums, not sit on top of them like a separate pop vocal. Do a mono check too. This is really important. If the vocal gets facey or weak in mono, narrow it down and simplify any stereo effects. In jungle and DNB, a tight mono-compatible core often works better than a huge wide vocal that falls apart on playback systems. At this point, you should decide what role the vocal plays in the arrangement. Maybe it's a raw upfront chant in the intro. Maybe it becomes a chopped rhythmic layer in the drop. Maybe it's a filtered atmospheric shadow behind the bass. The best jungle vocals can do all three, but not all at once. A strong old-school arrangement might start with a filtered hint of the phrase, then open into a clearer vocal in the build, then chop it up in the drop, so the drums and bass can dominate. You can even use the vocal as a fill substitute instead of a standard drum fill. Cut the drums for a beat and let the vocal carry the moment. That gives a very authentic MC in the booth feel. If you want to push it further, try layering a filter duplicate underneath the main vocal. Keep the main layer clear and intelligible, and let the darker layer add grit and body, or resample the vocal through some of your effects so it becomes its own unique texture. That can make the vocal feel embedded in the track rather than pasted on top. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't warp too aggressively. Too many markers can kill the vibe. Don't use the wrong warp mode just because it's convenient. Don't leave the low mids bloated. Don't make the vocal too wide. And don't drown it in reverb and delay. In jungle, the space should support the groove, not blur it. One more tip. Audition the vocal at actual performance volume. A layer that sounds fine quietly can become harsh once the drums are really hitting. Always check it loud in context, with the break blasting. Here's a quick practice move you can try right now. Build a 4-bar vocal loop. Pick a short ragga phrase, warp it to 172 BPM, place a few warp markers, high pass it, add a little saturation, and send it to a short dark reverb. Duplicate it and make a one chopped response version. Then automate a filter sweep over 4 bars and decide which version works best as an intro, a breakdown, and a drop accent. The goal is to end up with 3 useful vocal rolls from the same source. A full intelligible phrase, a rhythmic chopped version, and an atmospheric filtered version. If your vocal can do those 3 jobs without fighting the kick, snare, or sub, you've nailed the workflow. So remember the core process. Choose a vocal with attitude. Set your tempo and drum context first. Warp it with the right mode. Place only the warp markers you need. Shape it with EQ, compression, saturation, and mono-friendly width. Then use chopping, delay, reverb, and automation to make it feel like part of the jungle arrangement. That's how you turn a ragga vocal into a proper DNB weapon. Tight, rough, musical, and full of that old-school sound system energy.